Well, being a Christian in a world that isn't has been the theme of 1 Peter. And we finished 1 Peter last week. And so this week, we're going to summarize or review the entire book of 1 Peter. And this is not what we normally do here at Green Pond Bible Chapel, but we wanted to apply what 1 Timothy 4:13 says. Let me read that to you. 1 Timothy 4:13. There it says, "Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching." So what we'll be doing this morning is I'll be reading through the entire book of 1 Peter, and at the end of each chapter, one of our elders will be coming up and praying through the passage. And another reason that we're doing it this way is that this is an example for all of us on how to do devotions or how to grow in your prayer life. Oftentimes people will ask me, well, how can I grow and pray? I don't know what to pray for. And praying through Scripture is a wonderful way to apply the things that you just read in your devotion. So, for example, if I just open my Bible and here in 1 Corinthians 8:7, it says, "However, not all possess this knowledge, but some, through former associations with idols, eat food as really offered to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled." So that's my devotion. I just read that verse. So what I would do then is I would pray that, "God, help me not to possess this knowledge that some have formerly associated with idols in their life as they eat food. Help me, Lord, to not have a weak conscience that would defile me, but have my conscience be consistent with your word. Amen." So I just randomly picked out a verse and I prayed that passage in my prayer. So in your devotional life, as you read a portion of Scripture, you can then go back and basically just pray through the passage using the similar words in the passage and apply it to your life. And so the elders this morning will model that or give you an example of how you could do that through 1 Peter. So if you could turn with me to 1 Peter, I'll read chapter 1. "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and for sprinkling with his blood, may grace and peace be multiplied to you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequential glories. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you, and the things that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." And if you call on Him as Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourself with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but as with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through Him are believers in God, who raised Him from the dead and gave Him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. Since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the Word of the Lord remains forever. And this Word is the good news that was preached to you.
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for these words that you gave to your apostle Peter. We pray that you would help us to apply them even right now to our lives as we think about them. We thank you, God, that you have chosen us to stand out as Christians in a world that isn't. We praise you, God, that you have secured our salvation no matter what. We thank you that we have been born again to a living hope because Jesus rose from the dead. We thank you that your guarantee for tomorrow gives us hope for today. Lord, we pray that you would help us see salvation as great as the prophets expected it to be but didn't fully know. Thank you for your grace. We thank you especially for the ministry of Jesus. Thank you that you have revealed the gospel to us through him. I pray that you would help us to wake up and stand out, that you would help us to be holy in all of our conduct, that you would help us to be wholly dedicated to and set apart for you. Father, help us to be motivated for holy living out of a love for you. Help us to believe the hope that is in the gospel, and may that fuel our holy living. I pray that you would help us to live for Jesus because we were saved by Jesus, that we were saved from futility by his blood and for faith in him. Help our salvation to result in real love. Help that love not to be driven by obligation, but driven out of love for you, God. Help our love not to be self-serving, but help it to serve others. Help our love not to be merely based on common interests or attraction, but rather unconditional love. Father, because of what you have done, may your enduring word produce genuine love. Amen.
First Peter chapter 2. So put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk that by it you may grow up into salvation. And if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in Him will not be put to shame." So the honor is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Be subject, for the Lord's sake, to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme, or as to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to do good and gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing when, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in His steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in His mouth. When He was reviled, He did not revile in return. When He suffered, He did not threaten, but continued entrusting Himself to Him who judges justly. He Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your soul.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we continue to praise your name. We praise you, Father, as our Savior and our sustainer of life. We praise you for Jesus, who is our cornerstone, precious and chosen. We praise you that Jesus is our good shepherd who continues to lead and guide, provide for us, provide salvation, that which we couldn't provide for ourselves. We're grateful, Father, for Christ being this chosen and precious living stone, rejected by men, but precious in your sight. We're grateful, Father, that you chose us to be your own possession, that we are precious to you. We're grateful, Father, for this opportunity to serve you and to be seen as servants of God. And we pray, Father, that our lives would reflect that we would be seen as your servants and that we would act accordingly. Help us, Father, to live our lives as a royal priesthood. Help us to live our lives as your chosen people, that our lives would proclaim your holiness and your goodness, that it would proclaim it to those around us. And we do, Father, confess our sin of the times in our lives when we don't act that way, when our lives don't proclaim your goodness and your holiness, where our lives don't point people towards you. Help us to abstain from the passion of the flesh. Help us, Father, to resist temptations. Help us, Father, to look for those temptations afar off and flee from them. We pray, Father, that you would that we would be subject to the masters that you've put over us, gratefully and willingly, not begrudgingly. We pray, Father, that we would see those masters as set over us by you and not by man. We pray, Father, that we would act in your will. We pray, Father, that as we serve the masters you put over us, we would use Christ as our example, and that regardless of how we're treated, Father, that we would keep our attitude towards you and towards heaven. In Christ's name, amen.
First Peter chapter 3. Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respect and pure conduct. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, by submitting to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. And you are her children, if you do good and do not fear anything that is frightening. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey, when God's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God with angels and authorities and powers, having been subjected to him.
Morning. Would you pray with me? Father, again, we are grateful for who you are in our lives. We are grateful for how much you love us and how much you love us. God, we continue to seek your direction in all the aspects of our lives, knowing that not all here today are wives or husbands, but those who have answered your call by the repenting of their sin that we had in our lives that are seeking you by reading the truth of your word and seeking your obedience. We pray now for the wives and the future wives at Green Pond, not only to be submissive and loving to their husbands, but they would be obedient to your word. We pray, God, that the wives would seek to develop an inner beauty within their hearts rather than being overly concerned about the outward appearance of what the world says. In the same regard, we pray that husbands, that we would be one over our families, developing an inner spirit of godliness. God, we pray that all husbands here would be seeking you in unity, as well as with their wives and their families. As husbands, we would be treating our families as heirs along with you, and that nothing would hinder the relationship that we desire to have with you, our Creator. Father God, we pray everyone at Green Pond would be here living in harmony, pursuing the same goals of being obedient to your word and glorifying you by making and maturing disciples of Jesus, and that we would also demonstrate sympathy toward one another by being responsive to others' needs, and that the love in our lives supplied by you, our cornerstone, would be seen and witnessed by treating others as our own brothers and sisters. We also pray as followers of you here at Green Pond, that compassion would be shown as we care for one another at our church, and that humility as the body here would be willing to encourage one another in each other's successes. We pray that each of these qualities, for those attending today would foster by assisting others to serve you obediently and effectively. God, we ask that we keep our tongues from sin and evil and deceitful speech, and that we would turn from evil and do good, and that we would seek peace and pursue it here at Green Pond. For you said that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Lord, hear our prayers. God, we pray that the people here at Green Pond would actively pursue peace, and that in our hearts we would set apart Christ as Lord, and always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks us the reason for the hope we have. God, you died for our sins. You sent your Son to die for our sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us eternal life, and that Jesus was put to death in the body and to be made alive in the spirit. We praise you that you are a living God, and we thank you and we love you. Amen.
First Peter chapter 4. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. For whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh no longer for human passions, but for the will of God. For the time that is past suffices for doing what the Gentiles want to do, living in sensuality, passions, drunkenness, orgies, drinking parties, and lawless idolatry. With respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery, and they malign you. But they will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is why the gospel was preached even to those who are dead, that though judged in the flesh the way people are, they might live in the spirit the way God does. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To Him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when His glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or an evildoer, or as a meddler. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good.
Let's pray. Father, you tell us the end of all things is near. This is sober. It's a sober word, Lord, and we can think either, Lord, as we're told in your word, that you will be coming back soon, or that our lives pass quickly, and we know that at the end of our life is the judgment for both believers and non-believers. Let us reflect on this with sober minds, and let us live the lives that you've called us to live. Lord, so that when you do come and when we do stand before you, we will hear those words we so long to hear. Well done, my good and faithful servant. And may none of us in my hearing hear the tragic words, "Depart from me, I never knew you." So, Lord, let us live in a spirit of love. Let us love each other. You tell us that love covers a multitude of sins. May we respond to wrongdoings with love. And may we show hospitality in our households, Lord. May we use the resources as those given to us by you to be used to reflect that love, to have both brothers and sisters and strangers into our homes, that we may encourage the former and bring the good news of the gospel to those that don't know you. And Lord, we are told that you have given each of us gifts. May we reflect, what are those gifts? And may we use them for the body as you have directed us, Lord. Let us not be idle and leave our gifts idle, that the body cannot enjoy and be blessed. But may we come together and do everything that you've called us to do, that you would be glorified. And Lord, if we should suffer for our faithfulness, let us rejoice that we take part in the sufferings of Christ and that we could follow in the example of the one whom we owe all glory, honor, and praise to. It's in His name we pray. Amen.
First Peter chapter 5. So I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly. Not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility towards one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. Be sober-minded, Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother as I regard him, I have written briefly to you, exhorting and declaring that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. She who is at Babylon, who is likewise chosen, sends you greetings, and so does Mark, my son. Greet one another with the kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ.
Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for today. Thank you that we are able to be in today, Lord, for your glory. And Lord, in 1 Peter 5, your word to us, Father, inspired by the Holy Spirit, you call us to humble ourselves under your mighty hand, Lord, under your sovereignty and your will. And Lord, help us as elders to shepherd the flock that you've given us, Lord, your flock. Help us to seek your wisdom, Lord, to willingly exercise the will and the plan that you've given us through your word, Lord. Help the elders not to do this for selfish gain, Lord, for shameful gain, not to exert authority or power over other people, Lord, but instead of those, to eagerly be humble as you, our chief shepherd, were humble, Lord. Help us to seek your glory in the way that the elders shepherd your flock, Lord. Also, God, we ask that the flock here at Green Pond would humble themselves to the elders, Lord, to be subject to them, but also to hold them accountable, that they are the example that you have laid out by your death and resurrection. Lord, overall, the way that we interact with each other, we pray, Father, that we would clothe ourselves in humility, Father, and that the verse from Proverbs would be ever ringing in our ears, that you oppose the proud, but give grace to the humble. Father, again, we ask in your Son's name that we would humble ourselves under you, under your mighty hand, under your sovereignty, Lord, the same sovereignty that has redeemed us and promises to exalt us. Let that be one of our goals, Lord, in our Christian faith here at Green Pond, that we would seek that glorification that Jesus brings for us, Lord, upon his return. And Lord, also, that we would trust you with all of our anxieties, everything from these sufferings to Satan himself and everything in between that would cause us to stumble, Lord. I pray that we would cast that all upon you because, Father, we know that you care for us. Father, as far as Satan goes, pray, Father, that you would give us a sober mind, that you would cause us to be watchful, Lord, that when Satan comes upon us, we would resist in faith, Lord. Father, we also pray this for not only Green Pond, but just all the brothers and sisters that you've called to your gospel throughout the world, Lord, that they would be sober-minded and watchful against Satan as well, that you would build up faith here in Green Pond and all around the world through your word, through faithful preaching, faithful fellowship to that word, Lord. Pray, God, that in the time, all these sufferings that Satan has caused upon us, that your restoration of us would come and that we would glorify you all the more. Lord, help us here at Green Pond to stand firm in your true grace, Lord, the grace that you've given through Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that this true grace, this truth of your grace, Lord, would humble us under you and to each other, Lord, and that even outside of these walls, Lord, outside of Green Pond Church, we would seek to share that true grace with unbelievers. Lord, we ask that as we live our lives, as we think in our minds and do the actions that we do, that each one of these areas would be focused on you as we live as Christians in a world that isn't. And Father, we ask for your grace through Christ in all of our lives. Amen.
Let's pray together. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for 1 Peter. Help us, Lord, to be reminded of the promises from your word that we can stand on, that we don't need to fear, that we can trust you, that you continue to work in our hearts to keep us humble and obedient, submissive to the authorities that you've placed over us. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to be not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word. So may we apply 1 Peter to our life for your glory and for our good. In Jesus' name, amen.